Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. Now we've been talking to you about really a revelation that's coming to us, and it's going to move into quite a realm tomorrow. But today I'm at the point when we were on Mother's Day, May 8th. I'd gone to bed Saturday night thinking about it and about the power of a certain mother's prayer, Hannah, the mother of Samuel. When the prayer meeting actually began, we started with current events and Osama bin Laden's death, because we pray about current events. And I told them that I believed that it was a judgment, even the vengeance of the Lord. And this, we already, if you want to go to the archives on Prayer Mountain at BillyBrim.org, BillyBrim.org, radio broadcast for Monday and Tuesday, you can hear about that. Then the prayer meeting on May 8th, Mother's Day, unfolded under the Lord's direction. We saw that when Hannah prayed, I was thinking about Hannah's prayer, Israel was in dire straits. Israel's leader at the time was the high priest Eli. He was old, and his sons, to whom the priesthood was to fall, were in gross sin. Of course, Satan was behind it, trying to bring down the chosen nation through its head. But God, he was at work. He closed a woman's womb and gave her an intense desire for a son. So intense was her desire that she promised him to the Lord. We followed the scriptural account in detail, emphasizing her powerful prophetic prayer of praise and thanksgiving as recorded in 1 Samuel 2, 1 through 10. Hannah prayed in a son, Samuel. But, and I'm sure she didn't realize this was happening, she prayed him in and he was the leader Israel had to have. Eli's sons were wicked, having sex at the very door of the tabernacle with women who would come there, and that was the leadership of Israel. Now, there was no vision, there was no open vision, it was a hard time for Israel, but God caused a woman to have an intense desire. She prayed in her son Samuel, and we saw yesterday, because it's recorded in the Word, he was not the only leader her prayer birthed, for she said, "The barren hath borne seven," 1 Samuel 2:5. When we count the children she physically gave birth to, we can count only six. Verse 21, three sons and two daughters and the child Samuel. That's six. But the answer is in verse 10 of her prophetic praise. "The Lord shall judge the ends of the earth, and he shall give strength unto his king and exalt the horn of his anointed, his Messiah." This is the first mention of his anointed one, the Messiah. It is the first mention of him as the King Messiah. Hannah indeed bore seven. Hannah's prayer birthed Israel's ultimate leader, its King Messiah. Now, in our prayer of May 8th, 2011, and remember, we've just come past the National Day of Prayer on May 5th, when we've had a burden for the Lord, for our country, we had a prayer meeting right here from the Ozarks that every state in the Union was represented by streaming. People all across America were bowing their knees. Shirley Dobson had Psalm 91 as the motto for the prayer, "The Lord is our fortress." And we had all prayed. And then following that National Day of Prayer, we're now at May 8th, and we're studying this about a mother's prayer. Prayed in the leader, prayed in the Messiah. And during this time, the Lord spoke to us that we were to pray in a leader for America. He didn't say to us that it had to be a political leader, though it could be. He didn't say that it had to be a spiritual leader, though it could be. We don't know. And we know better than to mix politics with this. Hannah had no idea what all was in her prayer. But she did know that she had intense desire. we are moved upon by the Lord to ask Him to give us intense desire. And I think we can see all around our nation that it's come. Intense desire to pray in the leader or leaders, His hand, and His plan desires, and America requires to fulfill her destiny. Acts 17, 26 tells us that God starts nations. He brought forth this nation with a destiny. The Puritans were led here. The Pilgrims, they underwent terrible physical discomfort and difficult times. But there was, and then He sent George Whitefield, the preacher, with the phrase, one nation under God. He united us, and He gave us a destiny. Brother Copeland said the other day when I was talking to him, John Winthrop, one of the Puritan leaders, coined the phrase that God wanted us to be America, a city on a hill. He was speaking of that city that Jesus talked about when He said, a city on a hill can be seen. And Brother Copeland said, when I was talking to him, he said, John Winthrop said that we were to be a city on a hill under the anointing of the Spirit of God. And he said, Satan has been trying to knock us off that hill ever since. But now, we believe that the Lord, through all of these things we've talking about, is giving us an intense desire to pray in a leader. And we have gone to our prayer. We sent out our partner letter. We've gone to our worldwide prayers. And we've asked them to join us in an intense prayer for a leader or leaders that can bring America closer to her destiny. Now, during this time of the May 8th meeting, Francine Lovell spoke forth with the word of the Lord in her lovely French accent. She reminded us of the day in history that very date that we were praying, May 8th, was. She was 9 years old in France, and she remembered on that day, May 8th, which is VE Day, the Victory in Europe Day, when Nazi Germany was giving its formal surrender on May 8th, 1945. She remembered all the bells ringing in Paris. She was 9 years old. She had lived 4 years under Nazi occupation. On D-Day, June 1944, 11 months earlier, the Allied forces, America large among them, had disembarked, that's why it's called D-Day, in France, in Normandy, Omaha Beach. They came up on there, they lost lots of lives, but they eventually marched to victory in Europe, called VE Day. And as we were here on May 8th, this lovely lady was among us. You can hear her. You can hear her on the radio. We had her all last week on radio, Monday through Friday, beginning with the broadcast May 16, Monday. So you can go on the archives and you can hear her voice. She's going to tell all this story. You can also see her May 11th, I believe she was, on our streamed, live streaming. But she stood up and she described what that day was like. And what it was like when the Americans came and freed France. And she talked about how she honored America all of her life long. She eventually became an American citizen. She lives here now, not far from Prayer Mountain. She's a wonderfully educated and well-read woman. And you can tell that in her voice as you listen to her. But she said that always there was a sorrow in her heart that people in Europe, for instance, began to dishonor America after all that America had done. And then she said she lived in America and she was grieved in her heart
by the dishonor of our nation that we Americans gave with our own tongues, sometimes preachers, sometimes politicians, and oftentimes people like you and me. And she said every day it was grievous to her that America was being dishonored. But on May 8th, 2011, she got up in the morning and the Lord gave her a word. He told her that indeed it was the day of vengeance against some of the things, about some of the things that were going on in the earth. She didn't know what I was going to speak about later. But he told her, and you can hear her really well give this. If you'll just listen to those radio archives of the week of May 16, she'll read to you what God gave her. But just boiling it down here, he told her that he had heard us on the National Day of Prayer, that there had been a turn, and that America will return to receiving honor. America will return to receiving honor. Francine was thrilled, and her thrill will come forth to you. Of course, we don't have it when she gave it on May 8th because we don't stream our Sunday prayers. But when she gave it on the radio, you're going to hear the thrill in her voice as she reads it. And she was at our Wednesday prayer today, and she was just as thrilled. America is returning to receiving honor. And don't forget, folks, that this is the very prayer meeting that God told us, like Samuel's mother prayed in a leader, we are to pray in a leader or leaders for the United States of America. And we indeed invite you to come with us and join us in praying. Ask the Lord to give you the desire to pray in a leader or leaders for America. We're going to talk the next 2 days about why we have to pray them in. Now, we want to remind you that, the Holy Ghost. Brother Joe Jordan and Brother Ron Smith, these dear saints of God brought up under Mama and Papa Goodwin, where Brother Hagin said the gifts of the Spirit moved better than in any other place he ever preached. They're going to be out at Prayer Mountain June 7 through 10, all day, every day, beginning at 10 o'clock in the morning. Then we'll have lunch and fellowship on the grounds. And then 2 to 4 in the afternoon, there'll be teaching and flowing in the Holy Ghost. You can register online to come, $75 per person or $130 per couple, and that includes the wonderful catered lunch every day. The people just love it, getting to fellowship. ministers, people come from everywhere. Now, we're going to make this available online to the Fivefold Ministry. We're going to just have to trust you. We're not going to send out the police to find out if you're really in the Fivefold Ministry, but if you are, contact us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. And find out how you can register, $75 for pastors, $150 for a church. And you can register to have this school where you are online. They'll give you a private number to get it. This is Billy Brim saying shalom, shalom, until tomorrow.